Listeners, welcome once again to the Because He Lives program, aired this time each Sunday and sponsored by the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District and Federal Motor Spares in Bank Hall. I am Beverly Farley. For the month of September, some of our pastors' wives will be sharing with you on the theme, Women Who Didn't Quit. Today, we'll hear from our first presenter, Sister Sonia Bino from the Black Rock Church of the Nazarene. Let's listen to what the Holy Spirit has laid on her heart to share with us. God bless you, Sister Sonia.
A blessed good morning to everyone. I want to welcome all those who are tuning in with us at this time in Radio Land. I want to just thank God for you and to encourage you to hold on and don't give up even in these hard times that we are in at this time. And I pray that anyone listening who have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that this word will encourage you to know that in these times we just cannot make it alone. So the word I'm going to bring to you this morning is entitled A Woman Who Did Not Quit, and it's taken from Luke chapter 18, verse 1 through to 8, and it reads, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint, saying, There was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said up within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth?" Father, this morning I want to thank you for your word. I pray, God, that your word will accomplish that which it is sent. Father, this morning, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, and we depend upon your Holy Spirit this morning to guide and direct us. And we trust, God, that this word will accomplish what it is sent to. Bless our hearts, in Jesus' name, amen. Some persons refer to this text as the unjust judge. Some refer to it as the persistent widow. Jesus used this parable to encourage us to be persistent, to be consistent in our faith, and to pray always and not to faint. Today, our focus will be on the woman who did not quit. Jesus asked a question in verse 8. When the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith on earth? Will he find people who trust him in spite of and despite their situations? Will he find people who trust him and seek after him? This is a question that we must ask ourselves. The scripture tells us that this woman was a widow. She had no husband to depend upon. It is not mentioned if she had children, but we do know that she had adversaries. And we know that adversaries are not people who have good intentions for us at all. Usually we feel good when we have reputable people who we can turn to in times of difficulties for advice or assistance. But this scripture tells us that there was a judge. This judge seems not to be one that was approachable nor dependable. We are told in verse 2 that this judge feared not God, neither regarded man. He seemed not to have a very good reputation at all. He seemed to have a fierce spirit, a spirit of a tyrant, cruel, oppressive, and self-centered. This woman was a widow, and I believe that because she had no one to represent her and support her, that she was a subject of abuse and exploitation. I believe that she had had it up to her neck with everyone trying to take advantage of her. So she decided, enough is enough. I am going to the one who is appointed to give justice to all. Someone whose duty it is to represent me. You know how we women do when we have to do it. I could see her setting her face like flint with this determined look on her face. And like Esther, her resolve was, I am going to see the judge today. And if I perish, I perish. I have to get some form of representation today. I can't take these things anymore. She did. So she went to the judge and she did get his attention. And she asked him to avenge her of her adversaries, to please represent her in this case because she can't represent herself. He did not give her what she wanted at first instance, but this did not faze her at all. She kept going back again and again. I believe that she knew that he could not deny her nor stop her from approaching him, or maybe she knew that, but that was the least of her concerns. The Bible did not tell us how many times she went to the judge, but she was determined to get peace from those who troubled her. There are some people that we have to deal with sometimes that their conscience seems to be dead. They know that they owe you. They will turn you around and around. There are some people who are just out to make your life miserable. I believe that this widow was tired of being sick and tired of being sick of these people. Her plight was so dire that although she went the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, I believe she maybe went up to 20 times and got no satisfaction, still she persisted until the unjust judge, who the scripture said feared not God nor regarded man, had to sit up and take note. I believe that after a while, he got accustomed to seeing her. And at a certain time of day, I can picture him, you know, actually kind of looking around to see if he see her coming. So he realizing that this woman is not stopping at all. He realized that this woman is not an easy pushover. And she was definitely not taking no for an answer. So in verse 5, he said, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her. You know, it's his job to avenge or to represent people, but he's saying that a woman troubling he, although she is just coming to him for him to do his job. But he said that she's troubling him. Yet he decided, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she weary me. The unjust judge said that the woman troubled him and he has to do something for her. Let me inform you today, saints, brothers and sisters, that we do not trouble God in any way. And we can never weary him. As a matter of fact, he told us to come boldly to him. In Hebrews 4:16, he tells us to come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We can never exhaust God's grace. The Apostle Paul had a situation that he kept asking God to take from him, and God told him that his grace was sufficient for him. In verse 7 of this chapter, Jesus said, "And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them?" Verse 8 says, "And I tell you that he will avenge them speedily." We are not going to get an instant answer every time we approach God, but God expects us to persevere and to trust him. To trust him that he will come true for us, because he loves us and we are his elect. And that is special. We are special to God as his elect. He watches over us day and night. So what is this saying to us today? The other folk will tell us we have to trust God where we cannot trace him. There are times when we feel like we are everybody's punching bag. There are times when our situation get beyond us, that we cannot handle it. And we remember that as his elect, we have a just judge that we can turn to. He is our Abba Father, who is never far from us and who promises to fight our battles for us. There are special moments that we reach out to God to help us, to deliver us from our adversaries. I want you to know that there is no successful or victorious Christians who did not have to get in the face of God and petition to him for our dire situations. We have had to make some sacrifices. We have had to give up food. We have had to give up sleep. We have had to travail in prayer many nights, many days for deliverance from our enemies. We have had to travail before God to heal us from our sicknesses and diseases, to protect us to protect our loved ones from danger, and to save the souls of our unsaved friends and families. We have had to hold on a persistent prayer for our nation when the enemy wants to come in like a flood. But we have this confidence that when the enemy wants to come in like a flood, then the Holy Spirit will lift up his standard, because this land belongs to our Lord and Savior. We have to hold on to the horns of the altar for persons we know, and some persons that we do not even know. For those that are near to us, those that are far from us, because we know the God that we serve. We serve the great physician. Psalm 18 says, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compass me, and the floods of the ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compass me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears." And verse 7, he says, "And he delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they are too strong for me." And I encourage you to read the whole chapter. So we see that this woman, she had her adversaries, you know, and she can relate to this scripture. Because in verse 17, it says, "They're too strong for me," which means she can't handle them. You know, so she went to one who could help her. And we have that privilege today as God's elected people, that we can approach him, you know, and we can find grace and help in our time of need. We have this privilege to call upon the Lord, who is all powerful. Verse 1 encourages us to always pray and not faint. Since this morning, we understand the power of prayer. Prayer is a powerful weapon. You know what? It is sad that this very weapon God gave us to defeat our adversaries, our enemy, we often neglect. Even with the access we have on Zoom today, people still find excuse not to join church service, furthermore prayer meetings. The Bible tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Those fences, those barriers, those stumbling blocks that our adversary, the devil, puts in our way to distract us. His purpose is to hinder us, to try to make us lose our faith in Jesus Christ. His purpose is to frustrate us. John 10:10 tells us that the thief, he is a thief. He comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But it goes on to tell us, but hallelujah, Jesus said, I am come to give life. And to give it more abundantly. Would I not avenge you? One thing the church, the saints of God, can't seem to understand is the importance of prayer. When the church calls for prayer, only a few turns up. Sadly, many persons don't recognize the effects and the power of prayer. We can't have a successful and fulfilling Christian life without prayer. Without persistent prayer, without consistent prayer, we can spend, and this is really unfortunate, you know, even as Christians, we can spend hours on WhatsApp, we can spend hours on Facebook, Twitter, and even on our phones, we can talk about everything else, but we can't find the time to talk to God about those things that concerns us. And you know, and this finding the time to talk to God and how much time we find to talk to Him tells us what kind of relationship we have with God. We don't want a surface relationship with God. We want an intimate relationship with Him. There are many who just have a surface relationship, but friends, today I pray that we desire to have an intimate relationship with Him, that when we call on Him, we will know that He will hear us and He will answer us. But that is the strategy of the enemy, to prevent us from spending this quality time in the presence of the Lord. And whatever situations we face, I want to let you know, friends, that it is not government, it is not your boss, it is not your friend, it's not social media that can avenge you of your adversaries. The Bible tells us that our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It is God and God alone. The widow knew that the judge had power and authority to help her. She had faith enough to believe that she would be vindicated. The distance she had to travel did not matter or deter her. She had a situation that needed urgent attention, and the only person she knew could have helped her. She kept going before that person, this person we call the unjust judge. This widow's situation was important and real to her, and may I say urgent. She believed that he must answer her, so she did not waver, but kept her faith and continued to press in for an answer. His notorious character was not an hindrance for her. Nothing was going to stop her. Although she knew the type of judge he was, she persisted and persevered. She did not get the expected response the first or the fifth day even, but she kept on going. I believe she kept telling herself, perhaps he will answer me tomorrow. She was not concerned with what anybody thought about her. She knew what she wanted from him. She knew that he was aware of her plight and must represent her. At this stage, she did not have anything to lose. What do you need from God? And what are you doing about it, listener? Are you just wishing it away? Or will you let your request be made known unto God? This woman did not quit. She had a purpose. She had a need. And so she did not give up. Yes, she had heard about the reputation of this judge. She heard about other people's experiences, but she had an urgent issue that needed his attention. She did not fear what man would say or do. She was not intimidated by what had happened to others. She built up courage and bolstered up all the faith she could and set out to meet her case. May I remind you that we serve the God of justice. He is the everlasting Father, the just judge, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the one that fights our battles for us. He is our defender. He does not sleep nor slumber. The Bible tells us that his ears are open always unto our cries. If we call, he will answer. If we seek, then we will find. If we knock, then the door will be open. He is our very help in times of trouble. He told us to cast all our cares and our burdens upon him because he cared for us. The unjust judge did not care anything about God or man, but he granted her request. What about our loving Father, our provider, our deliverer, our savior? I encourage you this morning to let faith arise in you this morning. Do not let doubt and fear rob you of your blessings or your inheritance. Press in, saints. Do not give up. We are a resilient people. We know what it is to fight for our rights. We have testimonies. Our foreparents persevered during their times of struggles. They had it hard, but they knew the importance of pressing in prayer for their children, their grandchildren, pressing in for healing, for deliverance, for men and women. For these men and women knelt before the altar of God every opportunity they got to cry out to God for their need. And we saw the results of those bruised knees, those knights that were sacrificed at the altar of God. We need to seek to have this level of faith rise up in our people today. We need to see this level of faith in our churches again. We need to get back to the altar of God and press in for our various situations. Matthew 7:11 says, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good gifts to them that ask him? I think that our downfall is a lack of patience. We live in a fast food, fast-paced world. We want everything now. We want instant gratification. We don't want to wait. But the Bible tells us that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Our problem today is that we don't want to wait. Our patience has grown very thin. God is not a man that he should lie. He is true to his word always. He is faithful. In these troubling times, we cannot afford to let our guard down. We cannot afford to be complacent. These are dire times. We have to be persistent and consistent. Giving up is not an option. Since we have an adversary, the devil, who comes in as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He speaks loud in our heads, in our ears, so that he tried to drown out the voice of the Lord and try to intimidate us. In these times, we are faced with so many challenges. We are struggling with our finances. When we get our wages, we don't know which bill to pay first. Our children are being disobedient and rebellious. Our bosses and our creditors are unsympathetic to our struggles. Sickness and diseases are all around us, touching our lives and those that are dear to us. It seems as though it is attack after attack, that we are unable to catch our breath. We need God now more than ever. Is there anything too hard for God to do? Will he find faith in these times? God is calling us in these last days to lift our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. Saints, friends, and family, our help, all our help comes from the Lord. He has conquered every foe. Jesus is the just judge. He is the mighty warrior. Don't give up. nor give in. The Lord will vindicate us. It is He that fights our battles for us. Do not be intimidated by your situations. Let your situations be intimidated by your prayers. With Jesus as our Savior, there is nothing that we cannot conquer. James 5:16 tells us that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Our prayers must be effective. We must pray with great intensity and enthusiasm. This widow did not quit. She persisted and she got the victory. Everything may not be perfect in our lives, but God is. He is the only one that is perfect. So no matter what comes our way, we declare that we are covered by God's grace and His goodness. We have to use the weapons that He has given to us. We cannot use gas in a vehicle that is designed for diesel. It would be ineffective. Actually, it might mash up your engine. So we need to follow God's directive for victorious living. Just listen to the testimony of athletes. They make mistakes, yes, they fail at times. They are even beaten at times, but they do not give up. They experience the agony of defeat. But then when they persist, they enjoy the thrill of victory. Their goal is always to endure to the end. This woman had a problem and knew that it was beyond her. She knew she could not help herself. She realized that there was someone who could help her and she went to him. This woman persevered. She did not get satisfaction in the first instance, but she did not give up. And she did not take offense either. She exercised her faith. She kept focused. She knew deep within her that this judge was able to help her. You also have to come to that realization that there is someone who can help you too. We have someone who can do all things. There are a lot of persons who are giving up because their faith is waning. They are buckling under life's trials and pressures. Many have given up hope and are falling away. I want to encourage you this morning to hold on a little tighter and a little longer. Our God does not sleep nor slumber. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. He will come through for you at the right time. To those of you who have not surrendered to Jesus Christ, to those of you who only know of Him but do not have a personal relationship with Him, try Him this morning. God has not forgotten you, because the mere fact that you are listening to this broadcast says to you that God is mindful of you today. You have His attention. He is aware of your situation and your every need. He is saying to you, try me and trust me. Come, humble yourself before me. Let us reason together. You don't have to go anywhere looking for Him. But right now, wherever you are in your heart, just cry out to Him and tell Him that you need Him, that you need Him to take over your life. You can't handle your problems anymore. He will vindicate you in whatever you're going through. The only requirement is for you to exercise that faith that is already within you. You just have to direct it to the right person, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You must have faith in Him. You must be aware that He is God and He is a just God. He is a fair God and He loves you. His hands are outstretched to you even now. Just acknowledge Him and welcome into your heart and into your every situation. You need to give Jesus permission to fight your battles for you. We at the Nazarene Church are willing to help you on this journey. You already have it within you. The onus is on you to stop suppressing it and allow your faith in God to rise up. He can prove, He will prove Himself to you. There's nothing worse than leaving this world and not experience the love, the faithfulness, and the fellowship of God. There is hope in Jesus, my friend. And I give Him to you this morning. And I pray that you'll be blessed. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He
church.